In the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. Tomorrow will be the start of the fasting of the people of Nineveh. That's commonly known as the fast of Jonah. صوم يونان يبتدي بكرة كل سنة وانتم طيبين. And looking to the story of the preaching of Jonah to the people of Nineveh, we read in chapter 3 how the people responded to his preaching. First of all, Jonah went to the people of Nineveh and he just said 5 words. In 40 days, Nineveh will be overthrown. That's it. He didn't say what the people should be doing. He didn't give them maybe hope that maybe when they repent, God will relent and he will forgive them. He just said this: after 40 days, the city will be overthrown. And we hear that the people responded by the Bible is saying, and the people of Nineveh believed God. So they believed that God is serious about what he communicated to them through Jonah. Jonah didn't have to say it twice. Didn't have to nag with the people and say, believe me, God is going to do this and this and this. And they immediately believed, and their belief was translated into a change in life. And this is how we understand when we say this person is a believer. It means that his belief is translated into action. His life changed because of his belief. What does it profit if I say that I have belief and my belief is not translated into life? How my belief is going to save me? Compare the people of Nineveh to the people at the time of Noah. Noah kept on building the ark for 120 years. 120 years, this man is building this big boat, and everyone coming to him and ask, what are you doing? And Noah kept on repeating, a flood is coming, repent, God is going to destroy the earth. But the people didn't believe him. They thought of him that maybe he lost his mind, he doesn't know what he say. It never happened before. God never destroyed the earth before. Why we should believe that this will happen for the first time? And it happened because God, he does not threaten. God is serious and we have to take him very serious. Also compare the people of Nineveh to the people who were living in Sodom and Gomorrah at the time when God destroyed these two cities. Lot, when he went to them and said that God is going to burn and destroy the city, the people thought of him, of Lot, that he was joking. What this man wants to say to us? They did not believe him. They mocked him. Compare this also to our current age, when the people are ridiculing that Christ is coming again and he's going to judge the world in righteousness. The people respond to this sometimes by indifference, sometimes by ridiculing the whole idea, saying that he said he is coming, it has been now more than 2,000 years and he did not come. It's the belief which makes the people to change. The belief was translated into life for those people, the people of Nineveh, into main 4 actions. The first action that the people of Nineveh practiced is an act of humility. They put on sackcloth. It's a sign of like humbling self, putting self down in order that God would have compassion on the people. The start of the way of repentance always is an act of humility, humbleness, knowing that we are just ashes. People who are keeping all the time thinking of themselves that they are wiser than God. They know everything. They nag with God and as if he does not know what he is doing. There is no way for those people to change. Sometimes you find one who comes to repent and confess his sins before the priest. And in his confession, he does not acknowledge at all his responsibility for his deeds. He keeps on nagging and arguing and trying to prove that all what he was doing was right. This is not a confession. This is not repentance. This person still did not put on the sackcloth that makes him to be able to receive the grace of God and his forgiveness. The first action that those people did was an act of humility, the people of Nineveh. The second act was an act of worship. They fasted, and also we read the Bible tells us that they cried mightily to God. It's prayers in a form of a cry. So when they were about to change, the change was manifested by an act of worship, fasting and prayers. People sometimes assume that only by declaring by their word, the word of the mouth, that I changed, I accepted Christ, and then there is no life of worship, there is no prayers, there is no humility, there is no fasting. All of these practices are not seen in their lives, that by this they have been saved. I accepted Christ. So what? What did you do after this? How this acceptance was translated into your life? Just a word from the mouth. And they think that this is going to save them. The first act in the story of the repentance of the people of Nineveh was an act of humility, and the second was an act of worship. The third act was an act of repentance. And what is repentance? It's a change in direction. They turn it from their evil way. Remember another example of repentance, Zacchaeus. What happened to him when he received the Lord in his house? His problem was the money. Then how we change this, I will give back to the people. Remember also Saint Matthew. He was before a tax collector. When the Lord called him, he left the place and he followed him with all his heart. There is no way we can change unless we know exactly where is our point of weakness, and then we struggle against this and we make a turn point and we come back to God. It was an act of repentance that made all of them to turn from evil way. The fourth action that was shown in the life of the people of Nineveh was an act of hope. Jonah did not tell them at all that they have another chance. He said to them, after 40 days, Nineveh will be overthrown. That's it. As if this is a final judgment. Nothing is going to change, whatever you do. But the people, when they decided to change their lives, they told each other, who can tell if God will turn and relent? How amazing was this hope in the heart of the Ninevites. They never heard that God may have mercy on them, but they believed this. God, who is able and mighty, it befits him to be also merciful, compassionate, and accept those people who come back to him. How many times we do not want to believe that God will have mercy on us whenever we come back repenting to him. How many times we believe Satan whispering in our ears that you have no hope. You went to the point where no one can save you from my hand. Losing hope is the final battle between Satan and you. He will keep on trying to take you away, fighting against you, and he will never give up unless or finish the battle unless you admit that there is no hope for me. I am lost. There is no way I can come back. By this time, you wholly will be in his hand. The change in the life of the Ninevites was manifested by these four actions: act of humility, act of worship, act of repentance, and act of hope. Now let us turn to ourselves and ask the question: do we believe God? Do we take him serious? Do we really think that whatever in the Bible will take place all of these prophecies and promises that God gave to us. Is he really serious about that? Let us examine some of the commandments and see how we are handling and dealing with it in order to know if we are really taking God serious or not. St. Paul, in his epistle to Corinthians, he tells us that we are the temple of God. Whoever destroys the temple of God, God will destroy him. أنتم هيكل الله وروح الله ساكن فيكم. من يفسد هيكل الله يفسده الله. Do we really believe this? Do I feel in myself that I am as holy as the altar in the church? What is the difference between me, you, and the altar of the church? Nothing. We are all consecrated to God. On the day of our confirmation, we were all anointed with the holy Myron, and we all changed it to become the temple of God. If I take this serious, then what should be offered on this temple? Act of prayer, worship, life of righteousness, struggle and strife against sin. But if I do not take this serious, I will leave myself to be taken captive. My senses are taken captive to the lust. My heart is taken captive to the love of money or love of the world. My body is taken captive to the life of laziness and negligence. My mind will be taken captive to the arrogance or the pride or all of these sins in the world. Simply why? Because I don't believe that I am the temple of God. I read about this. I heard it in the church many times, but at the end of the day, my belief was only on the mental level. Nothing was translated into a life. Another commandment we hear about it in the Bible, St. John tells us, whoever hates his brother is a murderer. من يبغض أخاه فهو قاتل نفس. Look how serious is the sin of hatred. It defiles the heart of man like any other sin, like murder, like adultery, like anything else. Do we feel like we cannot tolerate, we cannot live with the idea that I hate somebody, I cannot take this person anymore? Yes, we might not have some like friendship, it's understood. But how can we live with the idea that I hate this person? I wish that something bad happened to him. Whenever he comes to my mind, I cannot even pray whenever I remember him. If I am in the church and this person is sitting next to me, and whenever I hear the deacon says, you kiss each other with the holy kiss, I turn my face away. I cannot even put my hand in his hand. How then I would escape judgment? How then I would call myself a believer whenever the commandment that whoever hates his brother is a murderer comes to my ears? We hear also in the Bible that God will come to judge the world. Do we really believe this? If we believe that, then this should be translated into action in our lives. Every day, I try to make myself prepared for this. Every day, I expect his coming or me going to him. Then I always try to look to my heart, judge myself, confess my sins, come here to be washed in the blood of the Lord. But if I do not do this, how can I say that I am a believer in his second coming? I really prepare myself because I know for sure that he is coming, and he, whenever he will come, he will judge everyone according to his deeds. All of the commandments in the Bible. Whenever you read the Bible in your house, look and ask yourself, am I a believer? Do really I live what I hear, or I just hear the Bible and know about it as mere information? It's information. I know about God, but I never knew God himself. The people of Nineveh are a very good example of how believers would look like. People who are after to change their hearts, after pleasing God, after offering repentance, always remember their action and their act of humility, their act of worship, their act of repentance, and their act of hope. Let us all share them in the coming 3 days by humbling ourselves, by worshiping God in fasting and prayers, by offering repentance, acknowledging our mistakes and confessing our sins, and by always having hope that He will be compassionate and merciful to us. Glory be to God forever and ever. Amen.